The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm great today, Gil. I'm really glad you're talking about indoor air quality because it's an important topic. You know, we're all exposed to ingredients of hundreds of household products like air fresheners and paint strippers that have been linked to all sorts of health problems, from headaches to asthma to, you know, even more serious illnesses.
Yeah, right. They even have a name now, volatile organic compounds, or VOCs in proper parlance.
Yes, rolls right off your tongue, doesn't it?
VOCs. Yes, exactly. So, but it's important for people to know what that term is because they're going to hear it tossed around occasionally and need to know it really affects them.
Absolutely. You know, they're so widespread, you can't really get rid of them at all entirely. And how much they impact your health depends on all sorts of variables, like, for example, how many hours you spend at home, your storage habits for some of your products that you have in your home, ventilation of your home. So I brought you six practical and easy habit-forming tips for reducing VOC exposure.
All right, what's number one?
So number one, buy only what you need in terms of chemical products like pesticides, paint thinners, and cleaning products rather than buying those huge sizes in bulk. Stored chemicals can be a major source of VOCs even when the container is closed up tight. So whenever possible, also buy low VOC versions of products. Many green brands are only slightly more expensive than conventional versions. And by the way, there are some great articles at HouseLogic with green cleaning tips folks might want to look up.
Okay. I imagine one of the best things, though, is just not to store the stuff within the house itself.
Yes, absolutely. Then that is tip number two. If you can, store smelling stuff in a detached shed, someplace away from your home. The further away from the house you store the items, the better off you are.
Okay. Such as, what are we talking about?
Things like paint thinners, pesticides, gas cans, they're all major sources of VOCs. And a detached shed is ideal for storing these things because you can keep them next to your gas-powered tools, which is generally where you're going to use them, right? Your lawnmowers, your snowblowers, your chainsaws, that's certainly where you're going to use your gas. Now, if you find yourself with pesticides and paint that you need to get rid of, you want to contact your municipal waste department to find out where you can dispose of them safely. A lot of communities have special places to take them. You don't just want to put them in the trash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Safely, and in some cases, some communities legally. So it's important. Yeah. What else?
So number three, if you have an attached garage and it's one you actually put your cars in, because in ours that doesn't happen too often, you want to make sure you've got good seals between that attached garage and your house. Otherwise, you've got your vehicle's VOC producing gas tanks right next to your living area. Plus, if you're anything like me, for example, your garage is a veritable supply room for everything from tools to chemicals to gas cans to other VOC spewing sorts of products.
Okay, so what do you do in that case?
Well, you want to seal up any connection between your garage and living area. By that, I mean, you know, weather strip your garage access door. Make sure that the threshold gasket is a nice, snug, tight fit. And don't forget to look for holes around ductwork where garage air can leak into your basement. From there, you might have a situation where an air return duct, you know, is collecting that air and disperses VOCs all over your house. You certainly don't want that. And if you have any gaps or any other open areas between, you know, your main living area and your attached garage, you want to use caulk or foam sealant to seal those up.
Okay. So ventilation is just sort of a common sense answer to some of this.
Absolutely. And that's number four. You know, trust your nose. If you can smell it, you're probably whiffing some VOCs. So open the windows in your house. If you bring home a new shower curtain or any sort of vinyl or plastic items or dry cleaned clothes, it's not a bad idea to remove the covers and packaging from those items and let them sit outside just for a little while until the VOCs have dissipated. And you'll know that because they won't have that funny smell anymore. You can schedule major interior paint jobs for good weather, so you can open your windows. And open the windows, too, when you're using any sort of pungent cleaners. Again, there's information about low VOC paints, too, at HouseLogic.com.
Okay. Give me another tip.
Okay, number five. Don't overuse your exhaust fans. Now, this may sound counterintuitive, but if you run exhaust fans constantly, you create negative air pressure inside your house. And that may draw air and those nasty VOCs into your home, say from that attached garage we were talking about a minute ago. Now, bathroom and kitchen fans are great for removing VOCs from the air, especially when you are cooking and cleaning, but you want to run them only until any of that, you know, chemical smell or smoke dissipates, and then turn them off. If you use your garage as a regular work area for VOC-generating hobbies, which is something like woodworking, for example, be sure to install an exhaust fan out there as well and make sure it vents to the outside. Exhaust fans cost from about $250 to $400 to have installed.
Okay, I got time for one more tip here.
Okay, number six. Ditch the air fresheners. Many plug-in and spray-in air fresheners, and they've become very popular. They emit chemicals and ultra-fine particles that aren't identified on the label. Some also contain terpene, which is a fragrant chemical that's widely found in natural substances, such as pine resins. But when you confine those terpenes inside your house, they react with naturally occurring ozone in the air and form compounds that can have long-term effects on your respiratory system and even can lead to asthma, for example.
Okay, so summing up for that, what do we do?
So you got to keep a clean house, you know, use environmentally friendly products and cleaners. That's a good way to go. And if you want to whiff a fresh pine scent in your house, you know, go out, take a nice long walk, go by a pine tree, grab off a sprig and bring it home. by the way, besides searching for more information on VOCs at houselogic.com, there's lots of good information on mold, because mold is another can be another problem inside the home. So preventing it and eliminating it, we have lots of information on that. It can be a big source of indoor air quality issues as well.
Okay. By the way, a lot of people ask me, well, Gil, I don't know, I'm on the fence. Why buy rather than rent? And, you know, the usual answer is things you can control your own space. You can paint it whatever you like. You can put nail holes in the wall wherever you want. But one of the big things is just what we're talking about here, because if I own my home, I can control all of these healthy home issues. If I'm renting, not so much. And to me, healthy home is really one of the big arguments for owning rather than renting, because I have control over this in a rental situation. I don't.
That's absolutely right. I mean, you're at the mercy of a landlord in a rental situation. When you own your home, you are your landlord. So you call all the shots. That's absolutely right. It's a very good point.
Yeah, and it's a big one. Pamela Gertz-Kabati from HouseLogic.com. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.